Hello, my name is Hope, and today we're going to explore one of the most profound concepts in Ascendancy, the four main echo patterns that shape every other limiting pattern in life. Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, identified these four foundational patterns that all the other echo patterns we experience can be grouped into. These are the patterns that keep us stuck in cycles of limitation and prevent us from realizing our full potential. The four echo patterns are the echo pattern of disillusionment, the echo pattern of inadequacy, the echo pattern of isolation, and the echo pattern of hopelessness. Understanding these core patterns is the key to breaking free from the behaviors and beliefs that hold us back. Brian is going to guide us through each of these echo patterns and show us how we can begin to break their hold on our lives. Take it away, Brian.
The pattern of disillusionment. It reflects the perception that the world or a situation isn't as it should be. This echo pattern triggers dissatisfaction or resistance to circumstances, often leading to stagnation. Through ascendancy, one can recognize and transcend this pattern by aligning with core being, fostering clarity and acceptance. The pattern of inadequacy. It is the internal belief that we lack the necessary qualities, skills, or worth to succeed. Ascendancy transforms this echo pattern by cultivating internal alignment, helping individuals realize that they are inherently whole and capable, unlocking the power to create profound personal breakthroughs. The pattern of isolation. It is the belief that one must navigate life without support, leading to feelings of loneliness and disconnection. Ascendancy breaks this pattern by emphasizing radical accountability and interconnectedness, empowering individuals to see that while they are responsible for their journey, they are never truly alone. The pattern of hopelessness. It reflects a deeply held belief that success or fulfillment is unattainable. Ascendancy shatters this echo pattern by embracing phoenix moments, helping individuals see breakdowns as opportunities for renewal and growth, and recognizing that every challenge contains the potential for transformation. By mastering these ascendancy concepts, participants can break free from limiting echo patterns and align their thoughts and actions with their true potential. Have you ever felt like you're living the same situations over and over again? Like an echo repeating in your life? You face the same frustrations, encounter the same obstacles, and no matter what you do, it all seems to come back around. What if I told you that these aren't just coincidences or unfortunate circumstances? These are echo patterns, recurring thought loops, deeply ingrained beliefs that shape your reality. Until you recognize and break free from them, you'll keep living the same story over and over. The first echo pattern is that pervasive sense that something isn't right. It's that belief that there's always something off, something broken, something to fix. You walk into situations, relationships, and even your own life, and instead of embracing what's present, you find yourself focused on what's missing, what's not working. This is the mindset that keeps you constantly fixing, adjusting, and never satisfied. To transform this pattern, the shift comes in choosing to see what's possible instead of what's wrong. You ask different questions. Instead of what's the problem here, you ask what's the opportunity here. This opens a space for creation rather than criticism. The moment you make this shift, you open yourself up to new possibilities and unexpected breakthroughs. The second echo pattern is one that almost everyone has faced at some point. The belief that you're not enough. No matter how much you accomplish or how much praise you receive, there's this quiet whisper that says, you're not smart enough, you're not capable enough, you're not deserving enough. And that voice keeps you playing small, holding back from the life you could be living. This pattern begins to dissolve when you take radical accountability. You declare, I am enough as I am right now. This isn't a hopeful wish. It's a powerful acknowledgement that you no longer need to prove your worth. When you stand in your own enoughness, you unlock the power to step fully into your life and your potential. The third echo pattern is the belief that you're on your own, that no one truly has your back. So you hold the world on your shoulders. You refuse to ask for help. You build walls around yourself because deep down, you think if you don't take care of it all, no one else will. But here's the truth, that isolation is a prison you've created, and it's keeping you from the support, love, and connection that's available to you. To break this pattern, you must consciously choose connection. You declare, I am willing to be supported. This simple declaration can shift everything. When you allow yourself to receive support, you realize that you don't have to do it all alone. Life opens up in ways you never imagined when you let others in. The final echo pattern is the one that whispers, "This is as good as it gets." It's the voice that convinces you to settle. It tells you that you've reached your limit, that there's nothing more out there for you. This belief keeps you stuck in mediocrity, resigned to living a life that doesn't fully satisfy you because you've bought into the lie that growth is no longer possible. The shift here is simple but profound. You declare, "There is always more." This is the heart of the Phoenix moment. When you choose to believe that transformation is always available, that your life is never fixed, you ignite the possibility of new growth. You move from resignation to creation. These echo patterns are like invisible threads that weave through your life, shaping your thoughts, actions, and results. But they aren't permanent. You have the power to break free from them and create something entirely new. The question is, will you choose to continue living in the echo, or will you break the pattern and step into the life you were meant to live? The time to choose is now. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.